thought about this. You know, we love to quote scripture sometimes, but, you know, we have to get rid of ourselves before the scripture starts to really mean anything. You know, over there in Psalms, it talks about how God will give us the desires of our heart, you know, and so we run off to that and say, God, I desire this, I desire that. But I really don't think he means for you just to want what you want. In other words, he starts changing your desires into his, then we can have the right face on it. And so then it has to be that way. So, but this is the crew. I'll call you guys the crew today. That God is really stepping up in. And I saw today, I saw through Pastor Jerry starting, and I was poking glow. She got my message. She got my message. Chris got my message. Pastor Ross got my message. So I'm not sure, because this means to me that the Holy Spirit has a message. And that I'm just trying to be careful not to hinder what was already said. But, you know, there's, when I call this the thing in hand, the thing is you. The hand is God. And so when he puts you in his hand, he has a purpose, of course. And then, but he will never quit on his purpose for you. And he will never change it. So what his will and his course for you will never go away. And he will never change it. You might fight and buck and scream and complain and why me. And he'll just let you finish up with your stuff. And it's the same. Okay. Are you finished yet? Are you finished yet? So up here, they're talking about how God's, you know, I have to endure this process of elevation, because his will for you is elevation. He's going to keep taking you higher, right? Who shall climb the hill? Who shall climb God's holy hill? Who shall ascend to the place of God? Bernadine. Amen. Bernadine, who shall climb her? See, she wants to stand up now and walk. Who shall climb? I know, I can feel it. Because your Christian life on earth gets to be very, very meaningless. Like they've been saying, it all has to be from a heavenly ascent, right? Who, you know, Jesus ascended on high. And then it says that we have been raised up together with him and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. That's past tense, right? That's past tense. We have been. So here's this thing. I'm going to raise you tomorrow. I'm going to raise you higher the next day. I already see you up here. I just got to get you there practically. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. You just have to ascend up to it practically. And that's what's going on in this house. And that's what's going on in your life. And that's going on in my life. That's every day God's trying to get you up a little further. Yeah. Right? Every day. You know, Brenda had an experience in here yesterday in prayer. I texted her later that day. I said, oh, now I can see God is starting to make you ascend higher. Because there's this earthly Christianity that God's got to get rid of inside of you. Right? And so we buck it. Pastor Cheryl, I have to pray for you before I finish. That's just a reminder, Glow. So this is, God will never relent on that.
No, he won't.
He will never relent on it. Okay. I don't care how many people are around you. I don't care how many saints are around you. Are still sort of natural. God said, I'm going to make you spiritual. But God, I don't know what that means. I'm going to tell you what that means. I'm going to show you what that means. I'm going to teach you what that means. I've never heard that before. I'm going to teach you what that means. But you got to give something up, because like they said earlier, there's a price to pay to go up.
Come on now.
Right? So if I'm standing here with weights on me and they mean something to me, those weights mean something to me. I love my weights. I just love my weights. Then he comes and says, sell everything you got so that I can ascend you. And my first thing is going to say, no, because I love my weights. Then here comes the Holy Spirit, and here comes His Word, and here comes these dreams, here comes these experiences, here comes these things that happen to me, and some of them I like, some I don't like. But His whole purpose for us is to get us higher. You know, in the Old Testament, they have Psalms 120 to 134 are called the Psalms of Ascent. Right. And it's just indicative. And so that's indicative of your life. There are psalms of ascent in your heart. In other words, I'm going to sing to you. But when I sing to you, I'm going to throw some stuff off and then I'm going to make you rise. And then the stuff to come off, you're not going to like it first. But, you know, it was based on Israel having to go up to the mountain in Jerusalem three times a year. And there was an upward climb, and there were robbers, there were thieves, there was danger, there was all things they had to endure, sleeping on the ground, very uncomfortable, but he was going to ascend up into where God dwells. It's going to be Pastor Mike. It's going to be Pastor Glow. It's going to be Sylvia. It's going to be Derek. Who's going to ascend? P-W-M. I don't care if the rest of the church stays on the ground. PWM, because this is God's mind. This is God's purpose. This is not mine. This is God's purpose. You're here to ascend. Just like He ascended and sat on the right hand of the Father, you, Bob, have to ascend and sit next to Him on the right hand. Who's the overcomers? The ones who ascend and say, I sit on the throne like I sit on my Father's throne. So that whole revelation thing, isn't it? And so He has a purpose for you. It's not just to get rich. It's to get rich spiritually. It's for you to leave the multitude and go the upward call in the upward way, right? And Paul's like, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. I want to climb where you climb. And so that's us. What does that mean? God's going to show you what that means. You know, as long as we stay in the natural and in earthly stuff, and you can be a believer but still stay in the earthly realm, you know, Satan has so much, inroads to your life. Satan, you can't come up here, though. So, like Pastor Jerry said, the word says, I'm healed. I'm rising to that healing status. There have been just too many explanations why we haven't been healed, but they're still on the ground. Go up, the tank can't go. Go up, the tank can't go. See, if you saw what I saw, I can see, as soon as I said that, I can see strength start to come in her knees. Yes. Because all we have to do is stay on that word. Mm-hmm. You stay on that word, man. You stay on that word. I don't care what your mind says. I don't care how you feel. We stay on the word. We stay on the word together. Mm-hmm. We grow in the unity of the faith. To the mature man, right? We're not tossed about with every wind of doctrine and every man human thinking and what man says. We climb spiritually over. I don't care. See, we don't start that way. We start at the bottom. So it may not come right away. But the more we climb, the more it manifests. It was truth all the time. It's truth all the time. See, with Jerry's testimony, she's admitting, I have, just because it's not manifesting yet in my body, doesn't mean it's not true. Come on now. I just got to keep climbing. He got to keep showing me how to climb. Because the word's always true. He sent His word to heal us. He sent His word to heal us. Us. I'm healed just as much as Jerry's healed. Kristen's healed just as much as Bob's healed. Felicia's healed. Raquel's healed. Pastor Love's ministry is going to take a whole different course. because it's based on spirit, right? It's based on spirit. So we move out of the natural into the spirit. It's in the spirit you are healed. In the spirit I can feel. In the spirit I'm alive. In the spirit I can fly. We're ascending. We're ascending out of the natural order into the spiritual plane. I like that quote. Don't y'all like that quote today? It's that scripture in Romans 6:5. We are ascending with him to a whole different plane. Never seen it before. And when I read it, I still don't see it yet. Just because I read it don't mean I see it. Right? So when we read it this morning, maybe some eyes start blinking. Spiritual eyes I'm talking about. Pastor Rogers is ministering that. I'm talking to you as the house of God. So here's God making sure we ascend. And here's the part that we got to see. Over there in 1 Peter. And see, Pastor Ross said this. Did y'all hear her say this? She said this. We dare not deny our trials. Did y'all hear that? You dare not deny your trials. See, our natural man says, no trials, God, just bless me. Are y'all listening? The natural man says, I don't need no trials to grow. I can read and grow. And God said, you can't, I can't ascend you without trials. I can't make you ascend if you don't know trials coming to your life. I can't get you up into the heavenly realm without trials. I can't do it. Otherwise, it's just book knowledge. Yeah, read. I want you to read. I want you to pour over them scriptures. But I got to inject some experience with that natural learning. See, why did it get so quiet? Thank you. Who was that?
Dia.
All of us.
See, I want you. I'm glad we're here.
Yes. Yes.
You cannot ascend without trials. It can't happen, guys. It cannot happen. That we have a scripture up here, don't we? Amen. Don't be surprised at it. It doesn't say don't be surprised at your trials. It says don't be surprised at your fiery trials. You're just not going to get trials there. I'm going to make them fiery. I'm not going to give you a plain trial bomb. I mean, people are not going to just say some wrong things to you. I'm going to make sure they see it at the worst day in your life. Because, see, God's committed to your growth. He is not afraid to send fiery trials your way. Somebody said something about the fiery furnace this morning. Was that you? We look for the water pipe. We look for the hydrant. You said it too. You don't remember what you said. Because that's the natural man in us. God is not afraid. Is everybody listening? Hannah said, Hannah's amening me. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Hannah. See, Hannah, I love that name, right? He is not afraid. Matter of fact, he's going to make sure you get fiery trials. I'm talking fiery. I mean hot. Hot stuff. You remember when Isaiah said, it pleased God to bruise Jesus. It pleased him. It pleases me, Derek, God, to give you fiery trial. Because when you come forth like pure gold, and you can start displaying my glory, which the world needs really bad. His glory, your ascension. So he's calling people, God, I mean, I may not like it, but it's not my purpose, it's yours. Not only am I, before I'm resurrected with you, I have to die with you. have to die to myself. That's your trial. When you go to that trial, we're finally getting rid of Bob. right? Finally getting rid of Raquel. I'm telling you, this is the separation from the world into the spirit, from the natural into the spiritual, from fake love to real love. Because by the time somebody, when you start ascending, by the time you get halfway up, wherever that is, they're going to say things about you, and you're going to say, thank you, Jesus, that they talked about me, because you said in your word, if they persecute you and do wrong to you, how blessed you really are. And so that thing's going to start coming out of the inside of you. And count it all joy. I'm glad everybody's still here. Because we can't go after the whole popularity Christianity. Did I have something in Psalm 66 or 4? D, where was that? Lisa's here. Everybody say hi, Lisa. I love my Lisa, as they say. She was here the right day. Because this is the heart and root of PW. So I'll let y'all read. You have tested us. Pastor Jerry, this is what you said when you got up here first thing. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid a heavy burden of servitude on us. You made men's chariots ride over our heads in defeat. We went through the fire and went through the water. For what reason? To what kind of broad place? God, free me. Let me see your face. God, sit me in the high place in the spirit. Okay, you go through the first part first. It's never free, guys. Your initial salvation is free, but growing in the spirit is never free. It's never free. It's always a price. It's never free. The more you lose your life, this is the way Jesus put it. The more you lose your life, then you're going to find it. You lose your life, you find it. God, all of my purposes are in you. Make it so in my own heart. So he is God. He has the thing in hand. He has you in hand. And then he is going to see it all the way through. Remember Philippians talks about he that began a good work, he's going to take it all the way to the end. He's going to complete it. Okay, I'm going to make sure. It may not be comfortable all the way, but I'm committed to taking you all the way up to Zion. The whole way. We don't know the path there. That's why I say, you know, for people to become a Christian, they got to know what they're in for. I'm talking true Christianity, not the earthly stuff. We're sailing. We're starting. You know, this morning was so beautiful here. I'm trying to stop. This morning was so beautiful here. Think about Pastor Jerry's testimony up here. Even though on the outside I'm a certain way, but something's brewing inside of here that's bigger than what's going on in my circumstance. I count it all joy because somehow I'm getting to a large place. Somehow I'm ascending above the natural and above myself into something, a land of what? Old Testament called it milk and honey. That's the analogy we're talking about. We're going to the high places. Well, you can't, more than we can ask or think. It's Kristen Davis called it the abundant life. Yes. It's the abundant life. But you know, the abundant life costs. Mm-hmm. Salvation is free, but to climb. Awesome. But yet, it's still, Paul said, light affliction. It's light. I prophesy over this house that many of us will see the Lord in the spirit. You understand? That many of us will see the Lord. It's the song she sang. It's the song they say. Lord, we want to see you. I prophesy that over you today. And when you see him like Isaiah said, well, things are going to drop off you. But the other thing is his call through eternity will get stronger in here. I don't care. Listen, we can be poor, broke, and whatever, but God, as long as I'm seeing you. We can live in a cabin, but as long as I'm seeing you, Lord. We don't care about what prosperity means to man. You know, God has a type of this. In Revelation chapter 12, where he talks about the 144,000, it's a representative number. But remember, they got this sign on their foreheads. The church is still there, but they're these special 144,000 people that follow the Lamb wherever he go, through whatever circumstance, through whatever trial, through whatever situation, they still love him more. That's the spirit. It is. That's the spirit that's coming on this house. That's all I'm trying to say. That's the spirit that's coming on this house. I can see it from a distance, but I can tell it's starting to surface up here, and the Holy Spirit's starting to take his place over every soul in here. Listen. The Christian tries to live by reason. He's moving out of God's country into the enemy's land. We belong to the miraculous and the supernatural realm. That's John G. Lake, right? I wasn't going to say that, but that's a good one. Can we go back to Psalm D? Whatever, you can get back to that psalm. Because I want to share something. And I have to pray for Pastor Cheryl. Kristen Davis said this. You have afflicted our souls. You have afflicted our souls. Do you know God has to afflict our souls? Because our souls, the toughest part of us. That soul man, that soul part of you, you know, there's spirits in here, but then your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's you. That's what you want to do. That's your own self-interest. That's what you want to do, what you want to do. That's your soul man. And it gets in the way of what God wants to do in your life. So God has to afflict your soul. We went to a conference and one of the big sayings was, you know, God has to offend your mind to get to your spirit. God has to offend your mind to get you to your spirit. Because, you know, I'm going to use Bob. That's my neighbor, so he don't mind. You know, Bob can, I can talk to Bob. He can start just dancing around. This is not happening. I'm just giving an example, right? He can just start dancing around. Bob, you didn't answer the question. So your soul man keeps dodging. He keeps dodging. Keep blaming other people. He keeps saying, you know, it wasn't me. I mean, I wasn't born on the right side of the track. Your soul man keeps dodging. Just ask Eve. Ask Adam. Just that woman you gave me. Keep dodging. And God's got to finally afflict that thing. And unfortunately, some people get afflicted and still don't budge. But we budge. And we start crying out to him, take me out of the natural into the spirit. Gosh, I got so many examples. So blessed by what happened in this house today. From the worship team to the testimonies. Even KD. Let's keep growing. Let's grow on this basis, the basis of the spirit. Not on human human growth, basis of the spirit. Amen. We're going to keep moving and growing. We're going to keep moving and growing. Who wants to close today? Oh, Pastor Cheryl, thank you, thank you. Oh, okay, here's why I need to do Pastor Cheryl. Okay, now when everybody with me, she's starting to work. And it's got to be based on the cross. It's got to be based on what we talked about, right? It's about women's destiny. Women's destiny. Their destiny is up. It's always up. You know, in the New Testament, you know, God doesn't give us, you know, oh my goodness. Okay, so in the New Testament, it's like the Lord told me this morning. He just reminded me. He said, you got to get into the New Testament. I said, I thought I always was. So the New Testament starts meaning something different to you than what you thought it did. See, the New Testament is not just, it's another realm. It's a whole nother realm. So he doesn't even explain it. You know, Paul's writing. He's just assuming, you know, God, the Spirit's got you. He's putting you in a whole nother realm. So I'm not trying to give you any rules. I'm just trying to tell you how to mitigate through this thing. And so it's her. So there's New Testament inside of her. It's a whole new realm inside this lady. And the Spirit starts to enlighten the word. The Spirit starts to enlighten the word. The Spirit starts to enlighten that word, you know, and putting you in a place that you didn't know that word had in it for you. Remember Hebrews 12. You have come to Mount Zion. Not going to come one day when you die. You already came to it. You're already in the heavenly realm. So I'm going to, here's the Holy Spirit, I'm going to make that clear to you. Because we can't teach it to you. Bob can't teach it to you, right? Here's the Holy Spirit's got to teach you about a whole new realm. God, he said, what does that mean? Let him teach you. So anyway, so let him teach you. And then the capacity for the kingdom that you already have in you starts to come alive. Because the kingdom of God's in you. It's already there. This is what we keep trying to say. We have to become God inside minded. The kingdom is in there already. No more rules. No more laws. No more do this, can't do that. No more that. Holy Spirit, enlighten my darkness about with this day. And so as she launches out, it's kind of prophetic. As she launches out, she's launching an upward call into the kingdom of God for women's destiny in the heavenly realm. Enlighten my darkness, Lord. Enlighten mine first, because she can't give it to him and she don't have it. So here come all these women following the Lamb wherever he goes into the upper realm. Now, Christianity can be in a very low level until the Holy Spirit lightens out darkness. Until he lightens out darkness. I thought John 9 meant this, but it really means this. Remember the quote in Romans 6? God, get me into a new plane. Sylvia, can I pray for you real quick? God, get me on a new plane. Will you come up, Sylvia? Can I pray for you? Get me on a new plane. Thank you, Father, for the grace of heaven. Revelation. Listen, revelation flowing like water, revelation running backwards and forwards and up again and down, revelation running back and forth, a revelation of the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, a newness. Here's the darkness, you know, when you see darkness dissipates and light starts to invade the room, there's a newness, the light, the mind gets lit with the power and presence of heaven and presence of God. See, there's a, that's where our strength lies. That's where our authority lies. Do y'all know our authority lies when we ascend? We can't cast out anything until we start to ascend, right? Y'all follow me? Okay, so here's our authority. And God says, I'm able to get you out of some pickles. Through light and revelation, he doesn't have to do anything but lighten your heart. It pickles over. Y'all know what I mean by pickles? Tough situation. That's how he gets us out of pickle. He just lightens us. Somebody said, you know, we start, I think it was Stan. We sing those little songs, this little light of mine, I'm going to lie, you can't let nothing shine. It's his. That's a natural song. A natural song. Now, if he does something and you're in a man, that's something different, right? 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 So now, so we don't feel sorry for Sylvia, do we? Because she got light. The devil's under her feet. She got such a God confidence. We're walking in Revelation, sir. We trip the devil up by revelation. We trip him straight up. And then we go higher, right? We go higher, 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 higher. Here we go. Here we go. Out of the darkness into the light, Raquel. Out of the darkness into the light. Take me out of the darkness into the light. Light's everything. Light, take me out of the darkness into the light. Just let me see. Once I see, I'm free, right? Once I see, I'm free. That's a good another T-shirt, Chris. Once I see, I'm free. The darkness dissipates. I get strong as I see.
Yes.
Seeing is everything. I'm talking about spiritual sight. Watch what happened to her life. Watch what happened to her life. Spiritual sight. You know, this is happening right now because of the anointing that was on the worship and the opening and all that. Chantel, I'm going to pray real quick. Cheryl's very patient. Okay. Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. God, if you would give us light. God, if you would give us light from above, if you would just give us light from the heavenly realm, if you would just give us light from where you dwell, you know, in the kingdom, that's it. There's no light. There's no lights there because Jesus is the light. There's no night or day. He's the light for everything. We can enter into that type of space right now. Now, so thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace to see. Seeing is everything. Seeing in the spirit is instant believing. There's no more need in my life once I see, right? So, Father, I thank you for the grace for seeing, the grace of sight in Jesus' name. The power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection is not studied, it's sensed. It's sensed. So we thank you, Father, for that sensing of the Spirit in Jesus' name. The Word of God opening up by the Spirit, by the Spirit. Light, light. He has lit my candle. He's enlightened my. He has lit my candle. He's got me something on the inside that's stronger than the universe. Thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Watch it roll. Watch it roll. Watch it roll. Thanks for helping me. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Yeah. Watch it roll. Watch it roll. Thank you for helping me. Thank glory, if you can stand behind her in the light, we thank you for the light. We thank you for the heavenly light. Listen, that comes from the throne of God. Yeah. That comes from the throne of God. We thank you, Father, for the light around the throne. The seven spirits burning, stand song. The seven spirits burning, 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 burning. They bring light. They bring revelation. They bring the light of heaven to earth. And we bring heaven to earth. The authority of heaven will come to earth through the lit spirit of Shanique. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Go ahead and put your hand on her. Yeah, thank you for the light in the inner man, in Jesus' name. In the inner man, pushing away that which is of the natural. And we're born in the spirit and worship in the spirit, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority that releases and the life that releases in those in her path. And those that she speaks with, the light and the authority that releases, the releasing of life, the releasing of the spirit in her life, in Jesus' name. Her candle is being lit in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Tony, you can come on up. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all can stay up. Thank you, Father, for the authority to cover lives. To cover lives. To oversee lives, the authority to oversee and cover lives by the Spirit of the living God, the authority that comes from above, Lord, as she continues to ascend and climb to the presence of God and to the higher things, to the revelation space. We thank you, Lord, for the authority to cover lives, to shelter, protect, guide, and teach by the Spirit in Jesus' name. that women's lives would not be the same, that they would not be the same just as being in her presence. We thank you for Christ in her, the hope of glory, and establishing the kingdom of God through her life, through her life. Her practical life will be in the spirit and govern her. And in essence, others will be governed by the spirit by her example. We thank you for the divine government, the heavenly flow, the teaching of the anointing, the grace that comes from above that's establishing her and will not quit. It will not quit. It'll take her to the very end. And we thank you that she is subject to it day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys. It's the teaching from above. God's going to keep teaching us by the Spirit.
Thank you, thank you. I'm just going to close this out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O Lord God, for birthing, O Lord God, the understanding of the trials, O Lord God, the trials by fire, Lord God, as you make us brand new, Lord God, as you make us spotless, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that these trials, O Lord God, are meant to make us purified, Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, as we become a new creation in you, Lord God, led by the Spirit, taken up high. We thank you for these new levels, O Lord God, new levels in all the branches, O Lord God, of the body, O Lord God. We thank you for revealing in this house, Lord God, the different branches, O Lord God, the different gifts, O Lord God, and how you're going to use it. So Heavenly Father, as your Spirit touches each and every one of us individually, we just thank you for the collective blessing, O Lord God, that has fallen on the house. So Heavenly Father, we just pray that you elevate it, O Lord God, because only you can elevate your word. Heavenly Father, only you can elevate your ministry. Heavenly Father, and O Lord God, let it be blessed in you. Heavenly Father, let us do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthens us, Lord God. So we just thank you, O Lord God, for this great day, O Lord God, that was in your presence. And we just pray that we never depart from it, O Lord God, that throughout our week, O Lord God, you will continue to touch us, Lord God. And when these trials come up in our own personal lives, O Lord God, we will accept it, O Lord God, as purifying fire in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just bless each and every one of us here, Lord God. Everyone who's still waiting on their manifestation of healing, Lord God, let it be like a burning sensation in each one of those parts, Lord God, as you, O Lord God, slowly start to heal, Lord God, as it slowly starts to manifest into this natural plane, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, O Lord God, because it's already done in the spirit. Heavenly Father, bones are already healed. Heavenly Father, lungs are healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Blood is healed, Lord God, because they have the healing blood, O Lord God, in the spirit. So we just thank you right now as it manifests itself in the natural. But Lord God, until then, Lord God, we pray for patience in Jesus' name. And we just pray for the patience, O Lord God, to endure, O Lord God, while you're doing your work. Heavenly Father, continue to bless and elevate us for next week, O Lord God, as we get prepared for our time together. O Lord God, bring the finances in the house. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and touch our hearts, O Lord God, of the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.